The following audio drama is rated R for Rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
Hello, this is Hazel Stapp, co-creator and editor on Interference. Interference is a slow-burn paranormal romance with adventure elements, featuring queer actors and characters. It tells the story of an interplanar glitch that brings two women together and their struggle to keep it that way. This is the third episode in our second season, which we selected for this showcase because most of our wonderful cast appears in it. Hi, I'm back. I brought Jack with me.
Where have you been? You just left without any warning.
Come on, Elise. You know that I've been talking with Jen.
Just wanted to bust your girl's chops.
Hey, we have a strict no-hazing policy.
So do we, Elise. Well, mostly anyway.
It's not hazing if she's not on our team. Let's move on to the introductions.
Jack is most definitely on our team. Right, Jack? I mean, I guess you don't have to be.
I don't know. What's the pay like? I'm just kidding, though it would be nice. I'm on the team, unless the rest of the team doesn't want me on the team. Right, team?
Right, welcome aboard. So this grumpy fellow here is Damien, and the other big one who was talking with you earlier is Elise. I'm Jen, by the way. We've already met, but the dragon may have knocked that right out of your head. The skinny guys with the tattoos, that's Julian. And the one wearing one of your goofy earthling hats is Leopold.
Hey, we gotta blend in, right?
I mean, the tusks are kind of a giveaway. You all stand out. But I think you look good in the hat. It matches your lab coat.
I understand the scientist part, but what's the forget princess part about?
Oh, can we not have this discussion again? Just let him wear the hat.
I mean, I don't want to be a princess. It's factual and stylish.
Where did you get it anyway? Did you go out shopping or something?
He just picked it up off the ground. A lot of people dropped stuff when they were running away from the dragon. No one came back for this one. I think it's cute.
Wait, but that's stealing. Kind of.
Not really. He's just holding on to it until they come back for it.
And then I'll pay them for it. Any price for style like this.
Well, it sounds like you've been having fun anyway.
I don't know if I'd say it was fun. Earth's federal agents have not been happy with me saying that they'll have to talk to my boss and then not telling them where my boss was. I'm actually somewhat surprised they didn't find you on their own. I mean, they know about Jack.
I am very forgettable, which is good for this exact purpose. Fighting the man with my own utter lack of importance.
I think you're very important, but I guess it's good that your cops do not. Donut?
Are cops and donuts a universal thing? What's happening right now?
What's a donut?
No, I spent a lot of time on the internet, remember?
Ah, Geneva, master of lowbrow earth humor.
Anyway, I guess we should start working on a course of action.
Finally. I don't like that we're trapped here. We need to find a way to open the portal again.
Or find another portal.
I don't know if that's a priority, to be honest. I'm nervous about being stuck here, but we do have a mission to complete. We're here to do research and learn about what's causing this connection.
I see that you really do deserve the science hat.
You know it, sweetie.
Both are definitely things that we're going to work on. Unfortunately, I think that we've got a better chance of figuring out what's wrong with the portal, simply because we know where it is. Does anyone have any idea how to track down this Carathel guy?
The government might know? They kinda sorta have a weird abusive relationship.
What do you mean? You think they might know where he is? That would actually make things a lot easier.
If we can get them to cooperate with us.
Yeah, that. So, you don't have an evil overlord and not have the United States government in on it. They are providing Carathel with what he demands as he basically holds the planet's communication systems hostage.
And we're going to have to work with these guys?
Welcome to Earth.
It's not great news, I know. We have to make the best of our situation, and we will be forced to work closely with the government of this land. I'm hoping that I can get them to agree to share information with us.
If they know where he is, why don't they try and stop him? Why are they just letting him call the shots?
I know you have your own research goals for this mission, but did you even read that part of the brief?
Well, he was reading it, but I might have distracted him a bit.
I thought we talked about not making you regret bringing a couple along. Jin and Devin did not receive an opportunity like this, and you're squandering it if you don't act more appropriately.
It's all right, I can explain, but make sure you get around to your briefs from now on, please. Geneva and I put a lot of work into them. This planet is reliant on global communications network called, I believe, the Internet. Carathel is somehow able to interfere with it, halting basically all communications, including their news systems, telephones, radios, and other devices, as well as messing with their ability to travel. They have no understanding of how he does it or how to prevent it from happening again.
Do we think that finding a way to stop this should be our first priority?
It could give us a better bargaining position with the government.
Disrupting their disruption. I like it. But I feel like it would take a long time. We'd have to have a pretty thorough understanding of how this Earth equipment works. So
I'm sorry to interrupt, but while a certain amount of research will be necessary to understand what's being disrupted, you guys do have a resource that no one else here does, and it sort of gives you an edge.
Magic?
Magic!
Well, that's certainly true. Julian, Leopold, since the research will take too long for it to be an immediately viable plan, do either of you know any spells that could help us track Carathel down?
Possibly. But we would need some sort of information to go on.
Maps, for one, and seeing what he looks like would be helpful. I doubt anyone has any of his personal effects, which would be the most useful.
I think that both of those things would be readily available on the internet.
I can pull up a video on my phone right now.
We should see if we can procure some computers or phones. It would make our work far easier. The internet is full of readily accessible information.
And porn.
Well, that sort of information, I suppose.
Yes, that too. I really want to see if I can create some magical databases using similar tactics to the internet. But, that can wait.
Attention.
Here's what he looks like. And sounds like.
To finally speak to you, face to face. You may call us Carathel.
Did you see that in the background, babe?
Is that... your world, barely are surviving. We thinking the same thing?
But now we have reconnected with our...
Gods help us all if you're right.
What is it?
Look in the background of this image. That, like, wet-looking green light. Break you further. Do you know anything about mind flayers?
Huh, fuck.
Not much. What is it?
It's an elder brain.
Shit.
Please listen carefully.
Thank you for listening. Interference is an Orc Zone production. Geneva and Jack were played by Hazel and Theron Stapp. Damien was played by Oakley Cannon. Elise was played by Arizona Johnson. Jen was played by Lauren Myers. Julian was played by Aaron Kion. Leopold was played by Lee Davis Thalborn. Links to all of their stuff can be found in the show notes. For more information, to read transcripts, or to get in touch, head to orkzone.com or hit us up on Twitter at TheOrkZone. As always, we thank Jazar for the use of their song, Please Listen Carefully, as our theme.